This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Three people die in Okhaldunga Jeep mishap. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar takes stock of COVID-19 situation from chief ministers and chief district officers. And United Kingdom warns of plot to install pro-Moscow ally in Ukraine's government. Now, the news in detail. Three passengers were killed when a Bolero jeep heading to district headquarters from Guwahati was hit by a falling rock in Siddhicharan Municipality 3, Okhaldunga, this morning. The incident occurred while an excavated rock tumbled during road construction and hit the passenger jeep. According to Police Inspector Lanka Shrestha, the deceased has been identified as 7-year-old Yunisa Koirala, 10-year-old Isab Koirala of Siddhicharan Municipality 1 and 30-year-old Hem Bahadur Magar of Manebhanjang Rural Municipality 1. Police said Dev Bahadur Shrestha, Sanjeev Shrestha and Lakshmi Koirala were injured in the incident. The injured are being treated at Okhaldunga Community Hospital. Preparations are underway to airlift the injured to Kathmandu for further treatment. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khar has taken a stock of COVID-19 situation at the border points with neighbouring India from chief ministers and chief district officers of various districts. Home Minister's press coordinator Madhusudan Bhattarai said the minister in a telephonic conversation today inquired about the virus situation from Lumbini Province Chief Minister Kulprasad Kesi and Madhya Province Chief Minister Lal Babu Raut and chief district officers of 12 districts, and some of which share a border with India. The Home Minister inquired about the situation of infection rate and arrangements for COVID-19 tests as well as for holding centres for infected people. He also took stock of different efforts taken to save people from the virus and cold wave from chief district officers of various districts. The minister directed the chief district officers to tighten security checks at the borders, manage COVID-19 tests, and distribute firewood to people to combat cold wave. The courts throughout the country will remain closed today to mourn the demise of former Chief Justice Mohan Prasad Sharma. Supreme Court's full court meeting held yesterday decided to announce a holiday in all courts for today. The Supreme Court, High Courts, Special Courts and Tribunals will remain closed today. Former Chief Justice Sharma died last Wednesday at the age of 88. The District Administration Office Palpa has suspended other services except for the essential ones. The non-essential services has been suspended until further notice after coronavirus was detected in the office staffers. According to Chief District Officer Jagannath Panta, all services have been suspended from today except for law and security issues, voter list registration and citizenship certificate distribution. Meanwhile, the Palpa District Administration Office has issued a 19-point order for the prevention and control of the transmission of the coronavirus in the district. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has been infected with COVID-19. UML Central Publicity Department's Deputy Chief Bishnu Rizal said a test carried out on Oli after he showed symptoms showed that he had become infected with the coronavirus. Rizal said the former Prime Minister is in home isolation at his Balkot-based residence. The UML Chair Oli had called a news conference for today on the topics of the upcoming local-level election among other issues, and it has been cancelled. Rizal said the party's views on these topics would be made public through a press release. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Lumbini Province, Kadali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and light rain at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There is the possibility of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the western high mountainous region and at some places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 5.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 13.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is an influence of westerly wind in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The United Kingdom has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of plotting to install a pro-Moscow figure to lead Ukraine's government. The Foreign Office took the unusual step of naming former Ukrainian Member of Parliament Yenev Muraev as a potential Kremlin candidate. Russia has moved 100,000 troops near its border with Ukraine but denies it is planning an invasion. UK ministers have warned that the Russian government will face serious consequences if there is an insertion. Russia has seized Ukrainian territory before when it annexed Crimea in 2014 after the country overthrew its pro-Russian president. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has cancelled her wedding after announcing new COVID restrictions. The entire country is said to be placed under the highest level of COVID restrictions after an outbreak of the Omicron variant. The restrictions include a cap of 100 vaccinated people at events and masked wearing in shops and on public transport. New Zealand has recorded 15,104 COVID cases and 52 deaths. It comes after a cluster of 9 Omicron cases were confirmed. At least 2 people have been killed on the outskirts of the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa when security forces fired tear gas and live bullets at crowds attending a religious event. Followers of the Orthodox Church, the most widely practiced faith in the country, were observing part of the Epiphany celebrations on Thursday when clashes broke out with youths from the neighboring region. The number of casualties could increase as witnesses say some people are unaccounted for. The government has vowed to ensure those behind the violence are prosecuted. The Epiphany festival, known in Ethiopia as Thimket, has continued with a heavy security presence. The event has UNESCO's World Heritage status. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three people die in Ukhaldunga jeep mishap. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad takes stock of COVID-19 situation from chief ministers and chief district officers, and United Kingdom warns of plot to install pro-Moscow ally in Ukraine's government. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.